You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Carrie Oberbrunner here. Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. I hope you are doing awesome. At least right now, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, it's Friday, it's a pretty cool life, isn't it? I mean, let's think about it for a moment. Look, what you focus on grows. You know that. You can think about all the negative things in the world and what's going wrong and what's not right and all the things that you can't control. And guess what? At the end of the day, nothing changes. Or you can say, you know what? What can I control? What is going well? What blessings do I have? And you know what? The list goes on and on and on. I'm pretty amped. I'm pretty excited. I don't know. There's just a lot of good things going on, including something that is very special, dear to my heart. We are doing something brand spanking new next week. It's special. You have asked for it. Drum roll, please. Here's the point. I'm going to start with a story, okay? Imagine going with a group of friends. You're walking into Barnes & Noble bookstore. You've gone to the mall. You've driven to the mall, whatever. You walk in there. You're holding your brand new book. You're excited. And you go up to the front person at Barnes & Noble and you say, hey, I was wondering, do you carry this book? They don't even look at the title. They don't even look at you. They simply pull out their scanner, scan the UPC, and in about 10 seconds flat, they say, nope, we can't carry this. And you're like, what do you mean you can't carry this? No, we can't carry this. They don't tell you anything more than that. They just simply say, not that they won't carry it. They say they can't. They can't carry it. Imagine that experience happening. Your friends look at you. You look embarrassed. You are so excited that you might be able to get into Barnes & Noble, get a book signed, and get them to carry your book. But they literally say they can't carry it. That has happened to person after person after person that I know. Now, you might be saying, Carrie, I'm not an author. I don't have a book, or maybe I don't even want to write a book. Okay, fine. Whatever the concept is, you have a product, you have a message, you have an idea, you have something that you want to be shared to the world. And I truly believe you do. It might not be fully clear, but I believe that we are connected here for a reason. Because you have something that the world needs. You have a message. You have a service. You have a product. You have an idea. But then when the gatekeepers tell you, nope, you can't, like, we can't do this for you, you are crushed. Now, I have known people that have had that experience repeated over and over and over again. My heart goes out to them, and therefore I created an answer, okay? I'm all about, in fact, this is the title of the day, episode 111, How to Leverage Your Books to Grow Influence, Impact, and Income. Here's my desire. My desire with anybody I work with, whether they're just someone I meet, whether they're a high-end consulting or coaching client, I want every single person in their lifetime to have these three things happen to them. Number one, that they have a big party for something that they've created. Think about it. We have parties when babies are born. We have parties when marriages are formed. We have parties when people get engaged. We have parties when people have a birthday. We have parties all the time because we as a society celebrate. Here's what I want for everybody I meet, to have a big old party for something they create. In my context, it's a book. I truly believe that every single person should have a big party when they do their book. I have people writing in all the time saying, how do you do it, Carrie? How do you create a big party? How do you create a party that serves your people who come, that doesn't put the spotlight on you, but that gets your message out? Because you do not want to, as a creative, spend months or years of your life creating something and then not have people know about it. And so I've created a system that I'm going to share with you on how to create an epic, amazing launch party. Don't take my word for it today. Here is Mary telling you, and then I'll share some of the secrets. Listen up to Mary Valone, one of my students.
My name is Mary Valone, and I'm the author of Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign, which is published by Author Academy Elite. So yeah, thank you for the opportunity to let me share a little bit about my book launch party. So I did my launch a little bit different. I actually did a whole social media launch on the official date of my release, which was January 17th. And then 2 weeks later, I did my official launch party in Springfield, Missouri, which is where I did most of my fundraising at. So it was really great. I mean, like, not only was the launch incredible on the day of my release, the social media launch, which was really a push for people to get to purchase the book on Amazon. So I did a lot of Facebook Live videos and just kind of throughout the day popped into a private group that I had created with my launch team. And then, but when I got to do my event 2 weeks later, it was just so much fun. I had my old volunteers and lots of friends who had come together, and it was really more like a reunion to bring back together all my volunteers and the people that meant so much to my life, especially as I was really living out the content that was in my book. So we had also invited the community to come out. We had the Business Journal editor was doing a Q&A with me. And so nonprofit leaders throughout the community could come and hear about the book, but also they got a chance to ask questions about what it was that I was doing and why I was so passionate about the work that I do. So obviously got to sell lots of copies of my book. We had a great, you know, buffet, breakfast, kind of just coffee and breakfast food. And then I got to sign my books and take pictures with lots of friends and new friends, old and new friends. So it was a great experience. Obviously, I probably would never have had the guts to actually do this had I not been a part of Author Academy Elite. I know I probably wouldn't have done it like this for sure, but because I got to see Carrie Oberbrunner do his launch, which happened in December for Elixir Project, I got to then, you know, really watch it from the perspective of, okay, this isn't so overwhelming. I can totally do this. So I gained some confidence, and on the day of Carrie's release of his book was the day that I opened up my book launch team on Facebook. So it literally was the thing that I needed to kick me out of the nest and do this. So I'm so grateful to not only Carrie and David, but to the entire Author Academy Elite program and community, because I actually got to release on the same day as my friend Cardiff Hall, the author of Tide Turners. So the two of us got to really promote each other's books and cheer each other on throughout the entire process, which was really great. I don't think many people realize how many ups and downs there are when you're writing a book. So the entire community, and obviously having Carrie as my resource, those weekly coaching calls, asking the questions, and just really getting the feedback was huge for me. So I will be forever grateful. Obviously, I believe wholeheartedly in the program, and no, I wouldn't have a published book if it wasn't for Author Academy Elite.
Hopefully you can catch a little bit of the fire that Mary has. She is truly a soul on fire. I love everything she's doing. I mean, what a heart to write a book from a fundraiser expert's perspective that will then help missions organizations, churches, nonprofits, charities fundraise in a way that's honoring and also effective. I mean, we've all seen really bad marketing. Nonprofits do incredibly embarrassing marketing. Mary's here, and her book is here to help. And she's generated millions of dollars for charities and nonprofits. And she basically said, look, I want to put that in a book because I get asked all the time if people can pick my brain. And in order to be sane and increase her impact and influence and income in the world, she's going to put it into a book. And that's what she's done. And Mary's book is awesome. It's helping so many organizations around the world. But here's the point. Mary shared a little bit about the launch party strategy. She did it well. She had food. She had media. This is not something that you need a crazy big budget for. In fact, I love it. Somebody on Facebook, whatever, it's all good. I think they were a hater. They said, oh, you got to have a big budget to do this type of stuff. Actually, you don't. Actually, most of my authors don't have a big budget at all, but they follow the system and the model. So what I'm doing next week is I'm doing a brand new free series. Now, why am I doing this series? Number one, to help people, especially authors or aspiring authors. If you're in the 82% of the population that says, someday I'm going to write a book, pay attention to this series. Because listen to these three topics. I don't know of anyone who's ever done a structured teaching on these three ultimate pain points. I've struggled with every single one. That's why I know. Number one, how to get your book into Barnes & Noble and other bookstores. That's what the whole training is going to be. Brand new, free. Number two, how to spike your book sales with a killer launch party and trailer. Fantastic. Number three, how to get 50 legitimate Amazon reviews on day one. I'm telling you, there's gold in there. And whether you have a book or you have a brand or a business or a ministry or something, if you have something that you need other people to back you on, support you, this is the series for you. It's carrieoverbrunner.com/111 is all the details. It's where the link is. You're probably seeing some stuff shooting around on social media. A lot of people are excited about it. But I'm not just going to be the one teaching. I'm going to be bringing in fellow people just like you who about 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 18 months ago, anywhere in between there, they said, I'm going to get serious and I'm going to stop thinking and talking about one day doing this or that. And I'm going to get around somebody who knows more than me, and I'm going to follow a system and a model that works. And these people, their lives are very different. Some of them, I love this one story. One of our authors did a Barnes & Noble book signing. It went so well that the manager came up to her and said, we want you back next month. We're ordering 50 more copies, and we're going to do the book signing even bigger. And why? Because, look, the world opens up to you. When you move forward in the area of your dream, things begin to happen. So next week, I just am doing a short podcast today, and I'm saying, look, our whole team's getting ready for this. We might have to buy some more webinar spots. This is live. So this is not just teaching that's canned. This is like me putting the finishing touches on the next three masterclasses on this topic. It's absolutely free. There's no high pitch or anything like that. For some of you, you'll say, I love this so much, I want more. And if that's you, fine. We'll talk about applying to be one of our next authors. We don't just say, hey, you can be. We want to take a look at you and we want to take a look at your book. But even if you're not in that camp and you say, I just want to learn all these secrets, come. I'm happy to give. I'm happy to share. Again, carrieoverbrunner.com/111. Three topics. How to get into Barnes & Noble bookstore. Because trust me, I brought in Elixir Project and I didn't say I'm the author. I didn't say, I self-published this book. I didn't say any of that. I just walked in with a hardcover version of my book and I said, hey, do you guys carry this? She scanned it and in 10 seconds she said, we can absolutely get this book. And it's because of the model and the system. Now, let me let you in on a little thing, a little insider thing, if you know what I'm talking about. If you are only published by CreateSpace, CreateSpace is Amazon's self-publishing entity. Guess what? If that's all you're published by, if they scan that, the answer is no. It's not that they won't carry it. It's that they can't carry it. So I'm going to go into some politics. I'm going to go into some major secrets, tips, and tricks and tools. And I want you to experience the same joy and freedom and passion that Mary has, as well as hundreds of our other authors. I'm telling you, these people are gold. They're fantastic. I love them, each one of them. In fact, let me go through by name the people that we are going to bring on. And why am I bringing on these people? Because they've gotten the results. They took action. They followed the model. You're going to hear from Cardiff Hall, Erica Foster, Mark Lemaster, and Scott Perkins. They each have got into Barnes & Noble and other bookstores. They're just the first ones that I picked. We have many, many others that have because they followed the system. They're going to share their three-minute story with you, and we're going to give you a system and a process so you know how to do this. Number two, we're going to bring on Linda Outka. You've already heard from Mary Valone, and we're going to bring on Mel Willard and Nikki Klagel, and they're going to share how they spiked their book sales with a killer trailer and launch party. You're going to hear from them all over the world, different places that they had theirs, internationally as well. And then how to get 50 or more Amazon reviews on day one. You're going to hear from Jim Akers and Joan Turley. I'm excited. I cannot wait. But it's not just a testimony fest. You're going to get the actual path and plan and the insider secrets that just nobody's talking about, really. And I had to find out all these things the hard way. I want to save you from time. I want to save you from money. I want to save you from pain and say, look, if I know a shortcut and I can get you there faster, let's get you the answers. So again, author elective series. This is a three-part masterclass series. I am going to record it, but next week it will be live. The only way you can get the recordings is to register. And you register at carryoverburner.com/111. Other than that, things are just rolling well. We're going to start flag football, my son and I. I'm going to start being his coach this next couple weeks. Super excited about that. I'm doing a few road trips. So I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to Indiana in the next little bit here. Indiana is a private event. Can't see you there. I wish I could. But if you want to join me and my buddy Brian Dixon, we are going to be in Tennessee right outside of Nashville at our favorite restaurant. We've rented the place the whole day and we are going to take 25 people and we are going to show them what's called the Amplify system. You will walk away with a roadmap for your book, brand, or business. Brian's a smart dude. I wish I would have known Brian years ago. That guy has been hired by some crazy big people because he is such a genius at a lot of stuff I'm not a genius at. All right. So it's like two wings of the plane. You're getting me for part of the day, and then you're getting Brian for part of the day, and we're going to mastermind with each other. But it's all at amplifyintensive.com, amplifyintensive.com. And next week, we're actually going to do a couple live, free, online sneak peek masterclasses for you. So be looking for that because I want you to be one of those 25 who joins Brian and I in the room. It's crazy affordable. It's super cheap for what you're getting. In fact, what you're getting for the full day, beginning at a very early hour, you're going to get more than you would for just 1 hour of hiring Brian or I. So it's ridiculously inexpensive. AmplifyIntensive.com, AmplifyIntensive.com. And I'm excited. So whether you have a book, brand, business, podcast, anything that you want to create, we're going to take you through the Amplify method so that you can implement that idea and the next 12 months know exactly what you're supposed to do. AmplifyIntensive.com. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. It was fantastic. I wanted to do a quick one for you today. We'll go into some more details. A lot of you liked last week's where I talked about how free can catapult or cannibalize your business. If you're a speaker, author, or coach, make sure you check that one out. Check out the past ones because they've been very fun to do. One of our hottest ones, a couple of our hottest ones have been why your marketing stinks. That's one. Another good one was how to make fast cash in your coaching business overnight. That's a big one. Another one is why the big fish don't partner with you. Those are all kind of the hottest, most popular ones that have been grabbing people. But I'm excited that you're here and with us, and I can't wait to invest in you next week on the Author Elective Series. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Go make something amazing today. Don't wait for something to happen to you. Go make it amazing.